Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phillies baseball returns tonight. 8:10 first pitch, Phils and Astros. You can hear it on your radio or the free Odyssey app, where you can also hear us. You can also hear and see us on YouTube. Hello, YouTube chat. First pitch, 8:10, and Jackie Boy takes you all the way up until extended leading off, starting at 6.
Fritz at 6, and then extended leading off?
Oh, my God.
Man. My back's tired.
From carrying this
place.
Today's show sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Get 20% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So yesterday, as we chronicled, was Howie Roseman's 50th birthday, also the reason why we did the next question today. Mm-hmm. And I think the best what-if of my lifetime in Philadelphia sports is, what if Howie Roseman left in 2015 when he was put in the closet and chipped? Because if he leaves...
Who knows?
Who knows what we get here?
Maybe we win 4 Super Bowls.
Maybe we win 0.
Maybe we win 0. You never know.
And it's disaster land. So what I have are the 5 other best what-ifs in Philadelphia sports during my lifetime. Starting at number 5 is, simply put, what if Ben Simmons just dunked the basketball? And they win that game.
Against the Hawks.
And Doc doesn't rip him post-game. Yeah. And beating him, I know there might have been behind-the-scenes friction, but it increased because of that non-dunk and what it beats that after the game. Ben could still be here. You know, it's just that one play.
Or you were able to trade him in a more meaningful way. You know, you certainly don't have that offseason. Do we play the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals if that happens?
Because it was, April of 21?
Yes.
Right, because that was the Hawks. That was the Hawks and the Bucks, right?
Yeah, Hawks, Bucks, and then that was the Bucks, Suns?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe we stop Giannis?
Stop Giannis? Ben Simmons was the Giannis stopper?
Certainly would have liked to have seen Giannis and me go at it.
Oh,
that would have been nice.
That's one of the things we've never... Sort of like we're always waiting for the Kobe LeBron, you know, that we never got. We're not that this is the same level, but like the fact that we've never had a playoff series
with
between
those two.
Giannis and
Embiid. That's crazy.
The two best players in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
And if they win that, then, you know, people probably talk about the Sixers way differently now.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have an Eastern Conference final at least on their resume, even if they lose.
Yeah, they still wouldn't have beaten a good team in the playoffs, as that Hawks team was not good.
Still.
But having an Eastern Conference Finals, man, if Ben Simmons dunks that ball.
Just dunked
Father's
the
Day?
It was Father's Day. It was a Sunday.
Father's Day,
He ruined everyone's Father's Day.
Dude, I remember sitting on the couch watching him pass that ball, and it was like I just tilted my head because I thought maybe something had happened.
What happened?
I thought it glitched.
what did he just do? Really, just the cap. The thing that you forget, though, about that particular play is that that was coming. Like, the way that he looked in that series in the second halves of games as that series evolved is like the unraveling of Ben Simmons had begun.
He was afraid that it was coming down to this.
Yes.
Yeah, he was afraid.
He didn't want to be fouled.
Yeah, he didn't want to be in that moment.
He didn't want to get fouled. And it's even possible. I know this sounds crazy, and I know it's a big what if. They win that series. Maybe he unravels in a point like against, and who cares, I guess, eventually. But maybe he unravels so bad against the Bucks that we don't get James Harden for him.
Right.
Like, who knows? Maybe it's even worse.
Well,
maybe his career is over.
And it was hot and heavy at that time. I mean, earlier in that game, that's when the guy was in the stands saying, you know, shoot the free throws or whatever.
Yeah.
Or he's trying to show him how to shoot.
Yeah, he's trying to show him how to shoot.
What's the thing I'll never understand about that play from his mindset? Okay, you're afraid of going to the line to shoot the free throw. Put Trey Turner. And I knew it wasn't Trey Turner. Put Trey Young in the damn rim.
Yes.
Just dunk him in the rim.
You're so big.
Yes.
And so strong.
It's going to be an and one. So even if you missed a free throw, you got the dunk. Like, you dunked it on your 6'10".
Yeah.
That's one thing I'll never understand. Dude. Like Shaq knew he would get fouled, but he was trying to dunk you in the rim while you were fouling him.
We have great, like, non-lottery picks, I think, in the last 20 years. And not great, but really good non-lottery picks.
Yeah.
Like Drew Holiday, Thaddeus Young, Tyrese Maxey, Jordan McCain. Our lottery picks, Evan Turner, think of the ones that Embiid worked out. Okay.
Yep.
The ones that didn't work out. Evan Turner, lottery pick. Jahlil Okafor, not in the NBA. Nerlens Noel, not in the NBA. Markel Fultz, not in the NBA. Ben Simmons, potentially not in the NBA. He wasn't last year.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, how...
Well, wasn't Okafor about to get a ring with the Pacers?
He had one 10-day contract. He played 4 minutes. I don't consider that in the NBA.
No, that's not in the NBA, man.
Dude, hold on. I saw some 2022 Phils get an NL championship ring.
Well, yeah, well, they shouldn't.
Yeah. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
How are all the lottery picks... Now, Dario's still in the NBA, is in the NBA, and he was a lottery pick.
Okay.
But, man... To have three of them, potentially four of them, not even in the league?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You can only change the course of one shot, the Ben non-dunk or the Kawhi shot.
Give me the Kawhi shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that team was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, depending on who you ask, so we asked Danny, on the podcast, we asked Danny Green what would happen if it had gone to overtime. And Danny Green thinks that the Sixers would have won that game because he was on the Raptors at the time. That the Sixers would have won.
Oh, yeah, he was on the Raptors.
He was on the Raptors.
Yeah, he's on the Raptors.
Yeah. I got an opinion from somebody.
I thought Danny Green was on our team. Yeah, no, he was on the Raptors.
I got the opinion of someone else on that team, I will say unnamed, that thinks that the Raptors would have won.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So who knows?
Yeah. Well, he did score 12 points in game 7.
Yes.
So, number four, the best what if in Philadelphia sports history during my lifetime. And this, I feel like, doesn't get talked about a lot because they won the World Series. But what if Roland just stayed and they paid him like they were trying to pay him? And then you could have an infield for 10 years.
Oh, my God. Of Utley, Rollins.
Roland and Howard.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Roland's the only Hall of Famer on there.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, those guys were all great players in that time. That would have been the best infield of all time. It was right on the table. He just waited 2 years and saw the vision.
He just hated it here.
You
got to respect it.
You got to respect it.
Yeah.
The true haterade.
Yeah.
From Scott Rowland.
Just did not. He's like, I'm sure he sent a text to Alec Boehm and said, look, man.
Yeah,
just
you
wait.
You don't know.
You can get out of there.
Yeah, we'll get
just
you.
Just wait.
We'll get you to baseball heaven soon enough. We'll get you to baseball heaven soon enough. The third best what if in Philadelphia sports history during my lifetime is what if Sam Hinkie stayed. A lot of relitigating the Sam Hinkie era because of what the Thunder were able to do in Sam Presti.
Yep.
But always curious what the current state of Sixers basketball, only the last 6 years of Sixers basketball, would have looked like had Sam Hinkie been able to stay.
There were a lot of Sixers fans that saw what the Thunder did and said, well, this is what happens when the NBA doesn't get in the way, and we could have done this if Sam had stayed around. But the thing I want to... With time, I have gained perspective, and I feel differently about the Hinkie era.
Yeah, because everyone else is starting to make a lot of sense?
Well, no. I, like, It's been a lot of years talking about it, right? And I am interested to see what he would have done. But the thing to remember is, it is also his job to manage the league, manage the media, and manage agents. And he did a very bad job of that. And part of the reason that Sam Hinkie lost his job is because he did such a poor job managing that stuff around him. He thought that wasn't necessary. But when you're 1-30, you might want to make sure that agents don't hate your team and that the league isn't coming to get you. And he was so unrelenting in his commitment to nothing else matters but this, that he did not see the forest for the trees and didn't understand that if you can't keep your job, that none of this matters. So Sam Presti, look, maybe it's because he's in Oklahoma City and he's given, maybe it was the podcast fault for making too big a deal out of it. I don't know. But Sam Presti did that better. And the other thing is, and you can't ignore this with Hinkie, and he did a great job of finding diamonds in the rough. T.J. McConnell, diamond in the rough. Robert Covington, diamond in the rough. Jeremy Grant got him in the second round, ended up being a really good player.
Still playing.
But Jahlil Okafor, Nerlens Noel. Now, Michael Carter-Williams, he ended up trading. But, he didn't draft that well. Now, I don't think it was disastrous, and the team still had a chance. Remember, he was followed up by Brian Colangelo screwing up the Markel Fultz pick and then drafting Ben Simmons, which ended up being a disaster. But you have to give credit to Sam Presti in that he's been able to keep his job, which Sam Hinkie wasn't able to do. And I think that part of that is Hinkie's fault. And the team was, look, you could say if Embiid doesn't break his foot the second time,
I think that's what really set us back.
Yeah, that was a disaster because that also caused the Okafor pick to a certain extent, and it made them really horrible one more year. And you had the Okafor fight with the fans, the speeding, all that stuff. That mountain of stuff came onto Sam.
Yeah.
But I think it's more. There's more to it than just they let the Thunder do it and they didn't let us do it. You know.
Yeah, the Embiid second broken foot. We started discussing, will he play or will he be
Well, and even the team.
Yeah,
didn't
know. So that's what I'm saying. You didn't know. So that's why they had to take another center because they didn't know what was going to happen there. Yeah, the second broken foot just set everything back.
Yep.
Still one of the worst nights of my sports fandom. When he got the notification that he broke his foot for the second time.
Oh, yeah.
It was the ultimate sinking in your stomach.
Well, they didn't even tell you it was broken. They said it wasn't healing the right way. Mm-hmm. I remember that was when amazingly, now they're more transparent than they were then somehow.
Second best what if in Philadelphia sports during my lifetime is a big one. What if Wentz never tore his ACL?
I thought that was going to be your number one.
It's not number one, but what if Wentz never tore his ACL?
Well, it can't be number one because we have a quarterback now.
No, I know.
Yeah, so.
But, I mean,
if he doesn't tear his ACL.
We don't win the Super Bowl.
They would have won the Super Bowl. They would have won the Super Bowl that year. He was the best.
He was waiting to get that one.
No, I know.
I didn't know if you were going to laugh or get mad at me, but I had to say it.
No, we're going to laugh now.
Yep. It's a huge one, man.
It is a huge what if. It is a huge what if. I don't know what we'd be like right now. I mean, maybe we win it, maybe we don't. I don't know if we are back in another one with him, any of those things.
Yeah.
Because ultimately what came to show itself is that there's a lack of leadership there.
With Carson.
With Carson.
Yeah.
And his ability
to be coached.
To connect people and to be coached.
Yeah.
Yes.
There were some things that came out that he didn't. He wanted to do things his way.
Stubborn,
Yep.
So I don't know if we would have the same sustained success.
Yeah. Yep. But I actually think the number one what if in Philadelphia sports during my lifetime overtakes the Wentz torn ACL, which I thought was number one. But what I think the real number one is what if Russell Wilson just said yes? I'll be an Eagle in 2022.
Because
that was all the reporting. He just did not want to be an Eagle. The Eagles wanted Russell Wilson. They had a deal in place or whatever, and all he did was say no.
And I guarantee you Russell Wilson has said to himself,
I should have said yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guarantee you he has.
He has to. His career is affected. He's been on, three teams in 3 years?
Yeah.
We win a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson? What do you think?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so. I mean, if you're telling me you're going to put this type of talent around Russell Wilson.
Could probably be pretty good.
Yeah, because I think he was past the point where he could just put a team on his back and carry him. So, but I said that. I said that was the one to be the thing that Jalen benefited from. He's what a great organization.
Yeah.
I guarantee you Wentz regrets not humbling himself.
Yeah.
Because I remember getting a phone call, not to get deep into the Wentz thing. I remember getting a phone call about that situation after it happened and he was traded to the Colts and everything. And all indication was that, like, they wanted Wentz here.
Right.
They weren't looking to trade him. This was him pushing this. You know, they don't want to eat $30-something million in salary cap space. They didn't know what Jalen was at that time. And this dude was hell-bent on getting out of here. And I believe it was because he felt he lost the locker room.
Mm-hmm. And didn't want to go back in the
locker
room.
Yes, he felt like, I need a fresh start. They don't want me as a quarterback anymore. I'm not looking to try to win everybody over.
Well, to remember about that, because that was after the year where they were 4-8. And were they 4-8 or whatever they were?
When
he got benched, the back injury.
It was 4-8, I think, yeah.
And then Foles comes in again.
Oh, you're talking about the second year. Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Because
they won the last, they were 6-8.
They were 6-8?
They were 6-8.
Okay.
Because it was like week 14.
Okay.
And Foles won the last three, I believe.
Yeah, so or maybe they're 5-8. Because there were 16 games at that point.
Oh, it was still 16?
Yeah, it was
then
16
maybe that's
games.
What it was.
Yeah, so they were 5-8.
You know what? Because they had the back door into the playoffs.
And that's when Foles did it again.
Yeah.
And that's where if you're Carson Wentz, you're like, I can't do this. Yeah. Today's show brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GUIDA.com. That is a good list, Jack. The sportsy ones, I'm normally like, give me a goofy one. But the sportsy one was good. That was a good sportsy.
Got a little conversation started.
Yeah.
One had a lot of honorable mentions. There's been a lot. But I do think it's interesting, like, what happens this year if they lost that Saints game? I mean, they would have been. They probably lose the Bucs game next week, regardless. They'd be 1-3 heading into the bye.
Yep.
Are they still able to? Are they still able to rally? I mean, it was a 3-0 heading into the fourth quarter of the Saints game.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They won 15-12.
Thank you, Dallas Goedert.
Well, we were still yelling about Nick's decisions to go for it on fourth down in the first half.
Yep.
Right? Wasn't that the game he went for it?
Yes. That's one
of kicking a field goal
where he was chasing points and
yeah. Nah.
Last year was not as, I mean, it did not start easy for the Eagles.
No.
Ended really easy.
Yeah.
But did not start
those
easy.
First 6-7 weeks.
No, there's a lot of arguing.
Yeah, it's a lot of back and forth then.
Yeah, and this year we have the prove it year. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. Oh, hi, Corey. Didn't see you there.
Hey, man. Hey, man, that boy Jack love them ifs, man. That's Mr. If over there.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack ifs.
I you missed it last week. Everything was ish. If this. If
oh, he did another one. A big if.
Yeah.
Josh Allen was here, we know. Or
I,
if.
No,
yeah.
I
mean,
I'm done with no ifs. If Jalen Carter didn't get the sack, I can't do
nothing. I didn't even bring it up. You did. 517. Yeah.
I can't do nothing about no ifs. All I know is what happened. See, that's what happened. Greed. Russell Wilson. Unlimited. Remember all the videos. You know what I'm saying? And remember all that talk. Remember, Chris Ballard, a better GM than Howie. Who? Y'all better stop playing with me. This dude drafted a tight end with the third pick to play quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all telling me that guy better than Howie Roseman? I mean, we was arguing. Elliot was saying, I think Elliot said Chris Ballard was playing. So remember that? Worm guy. I think he said Chris Ballard was better. But you know what? Wentz, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, all y'all, that's what y'all get.
Try to get Deshaun Watson too.
We did. Watson thing too. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh boy.
Dude, we'll never forget when Howard said it was a 90% chance it was happening.
Yeah. Well, I think it was if he was traded, it would be to the Eagles. I think that's what it was.
Listen, you
told it right.
Like, no, it felt like he said it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it is. You know, you look at Maury's Rockets team, and he actually tried to trade for Bynum and didn't.
And
we got Bynum.
Right.
So a lot of times it is the trades that don't happen, you know, that end up being the best things that could happen to you.
Spike, you would know this. Wasn't Daryl Morey the GM of the Rockets with the Chris Paul trade, when the Pau Gasol was supposed to go to Houston, Lamar, like all that, wasn't he the GM then?
Well, he was the GM when Chris Paul was in Houston. Yes. I don't remember
no,
the Gasol
Chris
thing.
Chris Paul was supposed to get traded to the Lakers, and he was the GM. Like,
oh, no, because Chris Paul was in New Orleans then.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Morey was in at Houston at that point.
But Chris Paul was in New Orleans.
But Chris Paul was in New Orleans.
Yeah, so imagine if that happened. You know,
oh, if he went to the Lakers.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Kobe would really be, y'all
would really be sick because Kobe might have seven titles now.
Exactly.
Let me tell you, Kobe and Chris Paul, I don't know how long that's lasting.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Let me talk about this. You see, they sit here, NBA let this I don't even know what trade the Celtics just did to get, they get cap relief, younger player, all that. You know, the Lakers and Kobe tried to do that, you know, to get CP3. Everybody wanted a veto, but it's cool, though.
Wait a minute. Getting Anfernee Simons is not like getting Chris Paul. Look, I love Anfernee Simons. Always have. The guy's like a six man. Like, what are we talking about here?
But again, Elliot, I love this guy. That's my brother. But, dog, Elliot, man, he talked too much in absolutes. Like every bald black man ain't Ike Reese.
Right.
Oh, he's tall, skinny. He Kevin Durant. Like what? Like that's the extreme. Like you could have said Brandon Ingram, and we would have gave you that.
Right. He's a lot more like Brandon Ingram, by the way, than he is like Kevin Durant.
You go to like the greatest. Like you know what I'm saying? That's like I don't know. And I love E, but I mean I'm not. I guess y'all know that. That's why I ain't calling early. I ain't a resident Sixers fan. Y'all know that. So I don't want y'all to speak on it. But I just feel like the stuff he be saying be crazy.
Well, he's bored. You know, the biggest problem for Elliot right now is that there's nothing happening with the Eagles. So he is, I give him credit, he is a content machine. He won't just sit at home and go, oh, there's nothing for me to do. Like these other Eagles reporters, they sort of disappear into the ether when the Eagles aren't doing anything. I give Elliot credit. He's still out there. Unfortunately...
Except for Jeff McClain, he'll find some janitor to come up with some dirty story or something.
Yes. But Elliot's out there going, no Eagles stuff. I'm going to be the Ace Bailey guy.
Yeah,
like God bless him.
Yeah, and the Phillies guy. All of a sudden,
I'm gonna be against Bryce. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I can't tell how much of Elliot's Phillies thing is to irritate Jack, or if he really believes.
Oh, I'm 100% Elliot. I'm gonna tell you what I believe. Elliot is 100% anti Phillies and Sixers.
Yeah, because you know what it is? He's an Eagles elitist.
At this
point.
Yeah. Yes.
Because he used to be a Sixers guy.
Of course, me and him used to, we were the Embiid defenders.
Well, it's like I said to him last week when I yelled at him. I'm like, Elliot, you're not on the Eagles. You are not on the Eagles. You do not get to do a Super Bowl victory tour. You're not on the team, buddy.
Yeah, but like again, he's resembling a lot of the fan base right now. Eagles fans very chesty.
You know what?
They look down upon the other franchises. It's really sickening.
You know what? It happened to another Eagles guy that was here. That started thinking he was part of the organization.
It did. And now,
Oh, stop. Oh, dude. See,
you better be under that desk. In there.
Yeah, you are. You're lucky. I'm not a jerk.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God, you are something.
You don't even know what I was going to say.
Yeah, I know exactly what you were going to say.
By the way, Spike Markell is with the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, was he last year?
I think he signed with them late.
Okay,
so that's a good spot for him. That makes sense.
Yeah,
Kings player.
Nobody's
going to
bother him. Yeah. All right, Corey. Thank you for the call, man. Appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, because I remember he was a free agent, and we had talked. Do we sign Markelle Fultz? Maybe sign late.
I think he signed late in the season.
Okay. Yep. All right. 215-592-9494. We have the NBA draft tomorrow. I still believe that with that 3 pick, you have to think about next year, including a trading down scenario where you get a player, maybe get a pick 2. But I want the team to be better next year. Ike says he just wants the best player available.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. coming up next, there is a little bit of audio of Vijay Edgecombe talking about being a Sixer, potentially. We will play that for you next. Today's show sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. The more iconic fruit, the grape or the strawberry? Strawberry at 65.8%. I disagree. The grape is a far more iconic fruit than the strawberry. Though I do believe the strawberry is a tastier fruit. A perfectly ripe strawberry, I don't think, can be beaten. You know, when it's at its peak ripeness, like a peach or a nectarine, also very, very good at peak ripeness.
I think the plum's underrated.
The plum's a good fruit.
Oh, man, I like a good plum now. Yeah, back in the day, man.
You know, do you like when they're a little sour?
Yes.
The plum? A little hard, sour plum?
Yep. Exactly right. just like we always said.
Yeah. And also, what do you want the Sixers to do with the third pick? Take the best player or trade back? 67.1% say take the best player. I want both. I want trade back and the best player. How's that? 215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, fellas?
What it do, Andrew?
Okay, what up, brother?
Hey, I got some knowledge on this Phillies trade deadline. I think I'm ahead of the news. I'm going to challenge Spike today with a little Aroldis Chapman stat.
Nice.
I think he is the best reliever out of that group this year. I think he's in the best position to trade for, and I think he's going to actually cost the least money-wise, and I think he's going to cost the least package-wise.
So if he's the best reliever, why would he cost the least as far as a package?
He's 37 years old. The Red Sox have already traded one of their top players. They're obviously kind of in the middle of a very good American League, and I think that they'd be willing to try to rebuild a little bit and bolster some more prospects. They already have a couple good ones, and okay. I think that the Phillies are going to be aggressive to get that number one guy in the bullpen. And this year, Aroldis Chapman, if you look on Baseball Savant, which is a great website to go on, Spike.
Great.
Go on it.
I know what Baseball Savant is.
He's cooking you right now.
Is he? He hasn't said anything yet.
Aroldis Chapman, an expected ERA, expecting batting average, fastball velocity, chase rate, whiff rate, K rate is in the 93 percentile, which is above any other reliever
okay.
on that list.
All right. Okay. So here's what I'm going to ask you. Okay, Andrew. Here are the last 7 years of Aroldis Chapman's whip. Do you know what whip is?
Walks for hits per inning pitch.
Okay. All right. So this year it's 0.781. Last year was 1.34. The year before that, it was 1.27. The year before that, it was 1.27. The year before that, it was 1.43. The year before that, it was 1.251. So which one of these things is not like the other? How all of a sudden did this year, Aroldis Chapman, who has been cooked for 4 years, how is all of a sudden this year he's good again?
Are you really trying to battle the point that he's a good
player? I asked you again. How all of a sudden, at 37 years old, is Aroldis Chapman, who, by the way, is a bad teammate and a loser, but how all of a sudden did he cut his whip in half compared to the last 4 years, 5 years, 6 years?
Go ask him. Go ask the Red Sox pitching staff.
I'm asking you because you're the one who wants to trade for him. How many, let me ask you this, in the last 5 years, how many times have you watched Aroldis Chapman pitch?
Probably 10, 12.
You're lying. How many times have you really watched Aroldis Chapman pitch? Because he hasn't been on the Phillies, and you're probably not watching Yankee games. You're probably not watching Red Sox games. So you probably didn't watch him at all. But I watched him for a whole season, and I can tell you he stinks. He is cooked. I don't care what's going on now. He's probably on PEDs. You can trade for him. I'm guaranteeing you. I am guaranteeing you he will blow a game in the postseason. I guarantee it if they trade for him. I guarantee it. That's my guarantee. I hope you get what you want in Aroldis Chapman, and you're going to see what happens. I'm guaranteeing.
You do realize he is one of the most valuable relievers on the market based on what it's
stop reading things and talk like a human. I understand why people would want him, but also I've personally watched him, which is something that you can't say. And this year, just like Carlos Estevez last year, Carlos Estevez's numbers last year were outlier compared to every other year he's ever pitched. And what happened in the playoffs? What happened in the playoffs, okay?
He fell apart in the playoffs.
Who gave up the biggest home run in the playoffs last year?
Estevez, but then
all right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're missing the big point, Spike.
You're missing the big point is that I'm telling you, I disagree with you. I disagree with you. I disagree with you. We're going to disagree on this one. If you want Chapman,
you're
that's fine.
Here.
What's that?
You're in the minority here.
I'm in the minority. There's two people arguing. There's no minority or majority here. It's two people. And by the way, just so you know, just because most people think it's the right thing to do doesn't make it the right thing to do. Right?
Look at his metrics. Look at his movement.
Shut up. I'm telling you, he's a loser.
Do you have any other baseball on the field kind of stats to back it up?
Yes. Is that this season, this season, compared to the last six seasons, is an outlier for Aroldis Chapman. It's an outlier. You don't just get good again at 37 years old. Doesn't happen. You don't find your velocity again at 37 years old. Doesn't happen. It's going to fall apart. Just like Raul Ibanez, or did Raul Ibanez continue to produce like he did in the first part of that year? Mm-hmm. When all of a sudden, at 37 years old, he had outlier numbers that didn't make any sense? Did it continue? I don't know if you're old enough to remember that, but the answer is no, it didn't continue. I am not betting on, I understand you want Chapman. I get it. I understand the numbers. I am not betting on a 37-year-old who has been cooked for half a decade, all of a sudden being good again for a whole nother year. I don't want to be the team that banks my season on a guy who is not a good playoff performer, not a good teammate, and cooked. I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want Chapman. I know Jack in there wants Chapman.
Well, I would say this. I'd be okay for the rest of the year. I don't know about, so he's still on the contract. You'd have to have him for next year, too?
No, he's on a one-year deal.
Yeah, if it's just a half a year.
I just don't want him to be the big guy that we're going for.
Right. Right.
I just don't trust him.
Yeah.
I don't trust him. I'm not buying it.
Here's what my question would be. Is there any way he could, well, I guess he could test positive at any point.
Sure. I don't know if he's on PEDs. Listen,
we all know exactly. Yes. Like I get exactly what you're saying. Yes. I totally get it.
But it feels late in the year for that.
How did they, by the way, they should know, like, the fact that, like, these guys are, not all of that stuff is detectable, and not all of that stuff, like, if you're smart, I guess you can get away with it. They can test people whenever they want, right?
Yeah, I guess, like...
You would think he should have been already on the list.
You would think. I mean, especially his pro farm, whatever. Alvaro. I guess my thing with Chapman is that I don't think he's going to cost as much as the other guys, and they need a lefty. Now, so my biggest fear is more about the postseason stuff with Chapman.
Yeah.
Like, you can increase velocity with, like, a change in mechanics and, like, whatever.
Like, 37?
I mean, you can. I know it's not, his velocity wasn't, like, under 100. I mean, it was still right around 100. There's been a little bit of a tick.
Well, two miles per hour is the difference between Matt Strom last year and Matt Strom this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but if he throws 101 and now he's throwing 99.
He was throwing 100. He was throwing 102 this year.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, my bigger thing is that he's just been horrible in the postseason.
Yeah.
Like 2016 was his best run probably when they won the World Series, but like even then he was shaky. It's very Kimbrel-ish. Yeah. Very Kimbrel-ish. Yeah. But also...
But throws way harder.
Yeah. Throws way harder. And won't cost as much as the other top.
I used to love him. Until I had to watch him.
The Cuban missile, man. I was in there when Jimmy took him deep.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in the playoffs. Didn't Jimmy take Chapman deep?
So I think the only Chapman-related thing in that series was that's when Jay Bruce lost the ball in the lights.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
I think that's when.
At home, right?
It was at home.
Yeah.
It was at home. But Chapman was on that. That was his rookie year.
I remember that.
It was wild. He was a big deal. He's a big deal.
Cuban missile, man.
Okay, Andrew thinks that I'm somehow deterred by the fact that I'm in the minority on an opinion. I got news for you, buddy. That's where I live.
It's not a first for him.
Yeah, that's where I live, buddy. 205-592-9494. Get your calls right after, Ike.
Hey, Tasty Cake has a treat for every John. Not as good. Peanut butter fans have candy cakes, the chocolate-coated cakes with a creamy layer of peanut butter inside. Now, you like the simple classics. I know. I do, too. Crimpets are light sponge cakes topped with rich icing. Got something for you donut lovers as well. We got options for days. You've got the frosted mini donuts, the powdered mini donuts, and can't forget about those delicious new dipping sticks flavors. Now, I mean, there are so many uniquely satisfying treats to choose from, but that's no surprise because it's Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dude, every time you talk about Tasty Cake there, I make pretend for a second like you're talking about Tasty Cake Dom and you're doing a read for Dom. You're like, Tasty Cake has what you need, has a good thing for you to eat. And I'm like, I'm just imagining Dom there with a chef hat on. Jeff in Orlando, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, I just want to say, or I want to ask, can we all agree that the grape is the Kevin Durant of the Mount Rushmore fruit salad?
Okay. All right, explain this one to me.
I think I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, explain this one to me.
Well, if you're gonna have a, you know, if you're gonna have an Mount Rushmore, the grape belongs there.
Oh yes.
Belongs there, have the strawberry.
I would agree. I would agree. I think we're all pretty much now. Fruit salad is a completely different thing. If we're talking about what's good in fruit salad, you know, as fruit salad is, if you get a fruit salad, you got to be careful. They're not overdoing the melon. Because that's what they like to fill you up on, the watermelon and the honeydew and the, you know.
Not a fruit salad guy.
No?
No.
Yeah, you know, fruit salad's good. L.A., you get the cup from the vendors or whatever, tons of mango on there. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, I think grapes would be on the fruit Mount Rushmore. Banana, apple, orange, grape.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for the call, Jeff. I appreciate it.
You don't put banana in a fruit salad, though, right?
Or you No. Now, if it's a freshly made, I'm going to eat it right away so it doesn't get wet and soaked or whatever.
The
then maybe. Yeah, then maybe. But no, in
bananas,
a typical fruit salad.
Don't go in a fruit salad.
Yeah, typically.
Whipped cream?
Almond, no.
What's the point of the fruit salad?
I don't know.
Put whipped cream on it.
I've seen it
you
with whipped cream.
You don't put whipped cream on the fruit? I thought you do. I don't know.
I don't. I'd put a little, what's the?
I don't know. Don't you put whipped cream with strawberries?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. But generally, like if you're going for the fruit salad, I think you're usually trying to be healthy. And then just put whipped cream on
whipped
top.
Whipped cream, I guess.
In L.A., when you get the mango fruits out or whatever, they put the tagine on there, that red spicy stuff that they put in there. Like, it's like a spicy...
Tagine,
yeah. It's like a... I'm telling you, Google it. It's
very
like,
L.A.
Like a spicy powder or whatever? Nah, it's not. It's like a... I think it's a Mexican spice. It's awesome.
See, the thing that ruins the fruit salad, on like when you go out for breakfast or whatever, they put that green one in there.
That's honeydew.
Yeah, honeydew. Yeah. Can we do without the honey?
Yeah,
honeydew?
Get out of here with honeydew.
Kiwi.
Kiwi's good.
Fine. Kiwi's in there.
Yeah, yeah.
But of all the fruits, how did they just stumble upon
honeydew?
You know
what's underrated?
It's cheap.
As a fruit.
It takes up space.
Yes. Cantaloupe.
I like cantaloupe.
I like cantaloupe.
The
I like
cantaloupe. Likes cantaloupe too.
Yeah.
A little
he
salt.
Does. Yeah.
Oh, you just ruined it. Just ruined it.
John in Clifton Heights, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
We doing?
What's up, John?
Hey, John.
Hi. So I heard you guys talking about the Phillies and the Sixers, the playoff losses earlier.
Yeah.
The Sixers have had far worse playoff losses.
I agree.
Yes.
The Phillies have missed the playoffs. Now they've started to get back in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, the Sixers have had two very bad playoff losses. I would say the Sixers have had two very bad playoff losses. The first one against the Celtics, we didn't expect them to do anything. That's fine. The Raptors one was painful, but they didn't choke. The Hawks one is atrocious, and the Celtics one when they were up 3-2, that one was atrocious. I don't think the Knicks one was atrocious. So Sixers have had two.
Oh, hell, the Miami loss was worse than the Knicks.
Yes.
Yeah, that was worse.
Oh, yes, year before. So they've had another atrocious one, the Miami one. The Phillies have really had one atrocious loss and then one shaky. I would say the Mets was atrocious and the Diamondbacks was shaky. All right.
And also, they should take Edgecombe.
There you go. Everybody wants Edgecombe. Everybody likes Edgecombe. So there was this like an event where they were all made available, all the guys that are going to be in the
media night or whatever for the draft.
So all the guys that are going to be in the green room or whatever were there. And was it Keith Pompey that asked VJ Edgecombe this question? I think it was Pompey. There was asked him about the Sixers.
How do you think you do fit in with Tyrese Maxey?
Yeah. I feel like I'll be able to play off of them. You know, they're great players. Embiid's the MVP of the league. You know, Paul George is a runner-up before, so I just feel like I just fit in well with them. And even Coach Nurse, you know, he's a defensive-minded coach. And I feel like I play a lot of defense. So, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And look, it's not the only thing. It's certainly nice when you compare Ace Bailey, who's doing whatever he can to not be
exactly.
here. And here's another guy who's like naming off all the players, says he likes to coach, and says he likes playing defense.
Yeah.
And gives a big smile at the end of it. It feels good.
Easily.
Yes. Yeah. To be like wanted, yes. You know. Tony in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Tony?
What's up, Tom?
Before I get to my comment, this is especially for us. Don't sleep on the melons. Watermelon is the greatest protector of the prostate gland in men as we get older. Oh. And for you young guys, to keep it healthy, okay?
Should I start eating watermelon now?
Yeah, man, let me tell you something. But when you juice it, the white rind is zinc and cobalt. It protects the prostate gland so much for BPH and large prostate. It's the best thing in the world, man, for us.
Okay.
I got a prostate.
Yeah. It's different for black men.
Oh, okay.
Yes, African-Americans.
Right. Okay,
yes.
All right. Well, I just like, I want to protect mine, too. I got, like, they already went in there once, and they told me I'm good for 10 years, but, like, you know. Sorry.
You got a long way to go, Spike. Don't worry about it.
Well, I'm 48. I'm going to be 49. I'm not that young, you know. I already did it once, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyway, listen.
Yeah.
I'm 2. Yes, I'm with everybody else. It's got to be VJ Edgecombe. Listen, he has flashes of Anthony Edwards. I've seen flashes of it. I think he's going to be good, but I think the steal is going to be Haichuan Yang, the Chinese. I call him Yao Ming's little brother, 19 years old. He's playing the post. He's good. He got handle. He can pass the ball. They come away with these two, they're going to get steals of the draft, man. I'm telling you.
All right. Thank you for the call, Tony. I think they could end up with Edgecombe. I think I should give out my YouTube big board guys tomorrow. I did it on the podcast.
Tomorrow's draft day, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You can do it on before the draft.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tomorrow. Yeah. I should give them out tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying I haven't done it here
no,
yet.
No, I know. Yeah. But, like, you know? Should. Like, yeah. Like, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Wait.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way,
you keep your Eagles big board draft and give us more Sixers.
Well, okay. I had Bo Nix.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Now, there's a little idea here.
Yeah.
Flyers drafts Friday. Got a little YouTube big board for
on Friday?
Six pick?
Happy to do it.
Happy to do it?
Happy to do it.
MLB draft is at July 13th?
God. There's too many guys.
Don't
there's
do
way
it.
Too many players.
Too many guys.
I got it.
Yeah. And by the way, Edgecombe built like Anthony Edwards, sort of. Game, I don't know.
Well, you're not comparing him to Anthony Edwards.
No. But Tony did.
Yeah, the Elliott thing.
Yes.
Where somebody's just...
Yes. I could just say he's Anthony Edwards.
It reminds me of Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike during the debate around Elliot's list. This is a new low for the show. Spike, an hour later. Clear out, fellas, while I give you the roster of my fantasy baseball team. Alex in Lancaster.
I'm very proud of the squad I put together.
I know. They're fighting like
hell.
Yeah, they are. I'm on a run. Been the best team in the league the last 30 days. That's what my metrics say. What's next?
Oh, but I was too confusing to listen to. Jake Rosenberg on Pablo Torre.
I still think Pablo was less confusing than Jake.
Way less confusing.
Yeah.
There was a time there in the middle where I was like, what is he talking about?
Deep, yeah.
Yeah, he was trying. And he was trying. I told him before, and I was like, we got to dumb it down. But it's still a complicated story.
Yeah.
You know? That's the smartest we're going to get for months. Don't worry about it. What's next?
You can't act like candy corn isn't one of the biggest historical candies in the history of candy when it always shows up for Halloween. Elliot Shore Parks.
I could see in his face this list was not well thought out.
No, not at all.
He wasn't really standing on business with the list.
He immediately regretted it when we started pushing him on it.
He wanted to do it. He came into the studio and goes, I put out that list today, knew I was going to be on the air with you guys, and just... Yeah. This bad list.
He thought we were going to argue if the Eagles weren't high enough.
Yeah.
Or what have you. Like, no, I'm looking at this Lions and Bears.
Yeah.
He did not. And I don't care if they said it off the air. I'm bringing it on the air. He didn't know that there's two different Soldier Fields.
Oh, he didn't?
No. He didn't know they rebuilt
Soldier
Field.
He didn't realize they actually tore down the other one.
Yeah, like Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
It's like Yankee Stadium. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's arguing for
they still call it Yankee Stadium.
Yeah,
but you're
not,
like, it's not Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
He's arguing the historical perspective of Soldier Field.
Yeah.
There's two different Soldier Fields?
Yeah. Well, it's still Soldier Field, he says. What's next?
Elliot, you made a historical franchise list, and all you did was Google. Ridiculous and embarrassing. YouTube basketball scout Spike Eskin.
Fair. At least I admit it. What's next?
Common Sense by Thomas Paine, and now Elliot Shore Parks.
So to me, when you make a list like this, there has to be a bit of common sense, right?
Mark in Modco.
That was a great line.
What a quote.
Yes.
He had a couple quotes today with us.
Did he?
Yeah, well, no, there's this.
I forbid they take the guy that's like Kevin Durant. What a crazy take.
He's not like Kevin Durant!
He absolutely is.
Make that a promo.
That was actually good by you two.
Yeah.
That was good by you two.
It was just gut. Yeah, it was like just wanted to yell at him.
That's what made me start laughing. I'm like, holy cow.
What's next?
I usually agree with Elliot, but the apple is absolutely not the goat fruit. It's cantaloupe. Joe DeCamera.
For that purpose, apple would be painful.
God. Oh, God.
Can't do apple.
What? Never mind.
Well, nothing with a pit. All right, what's next?
I really like cheese. What can I tell you? The level of mental effort that went into Elliot putting the Packers on his list.
I really like cheese.
Yeah. Some of it is like, well, they're the Packers. Well, they're the Bears. They're the most talked about. What are you talking about? What's next?
Pablo Torre. A 10-minute explanation of well-sourced journalism. 15 minutes later. He's exactly like Kevin Durant. No, he's not. Yes, he is. No, he's not. Is too. Is not. Frank in Ardmore.
We had to dumb it down.
Yeah, man.
We had to dumb it down.
I forbid they take the guy that's like Kevin Durant. What a crazy take.
He's not like Kevin Durant!
He absolutely is.
That was
classic, man.
A funny moment. Wow, Fritz of Six is next, right?
This kid turns into Kevin Durant.
The peacocking.
Yeah.
We actually can't let it happen.
I'm going to have Elliot killed if he turns into Kevin Durant. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm not going to be able to stand it.
Well, especially after the Paul George thing last year.
Yep.
The Embiid thing last
year. Yeah,
yeah. Which is trying to double down on his luck with the Phillies.
Yep.
Again, he's an Eagles elitist. He's an Eagles elitist, man.
Here's what Howie would do with Ace Bailey. I got to see that freaking tweet. What's coming up at Fritz at 6?
Phil's.
Oh, okay.
Sixers.
Boys are back.
Yeah, the boys are back.
Wow, you just roll in there.
Well, it's just like, you know, I want to talk to
the lineup come out yet?
So the lineup is out.
Nothing.
And Bryce is there.
Whoa! Were you going to bury that?
Well, I just saw the tweet a second ago.
See, now, who made that guess earlier? Who was asking if he was in Houston when you said the lineup wasn't out yet? Okay.
So, Bryce will do his full routine today, pregame, take about 50 swings, field grounders, and go through his throwing program. Could progress to BP in the cage tomorrow, but today goes well. Progressing, but Thompson didn't sound like he expected him to be activated in Houston. That's according to Corey Seider.
So he's not in the lineup.
No, he's not in the lineup, but I think he's there.
He's there.
But that's why I said he's there. I said he's there.
He said, what's the lineup? And you said he's there. So we thought he was in the lineup.
I was trying to read while interpreting what you guys are saying.
Shut up.
Bryce is not in the lineup, but at least he's there, which is also interesting that he's there because he didn't go to Miami.
Right. Okay.
Right. All right.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Deep breaths.
Listen to Fritz at 6.
He's not like Kevin Durant. All
right. He's not.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.